Congress returns tomorrow for a short pre-midterm election session. And with the political season starting in earnest, the mood on Capitol Hill is becoming more partisan. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore is looking ahead at the battle lines being drawn.
In dire danger of losing the House, the Republicans appear to be planning to play the national security card in the last 15 legislative days before Congress recesses for the election. The Wall Street Journal says security may not be the trump card for Republicans that it's been in the past. And yet, the legislative calendar goes heavy on national defense and light on domestic concerns. Priority is being given to a defense spending bill, to endorsement of warrantless wiretapping, to a port security overhaul, legitimizing of military tribunals, and a resolution commemorating the 9/11 anniversary. A resolution which may be the first order of business concerns toughening rules against the slaughter of horses. What may be left by the wayside until after the election? A budget blueprint? Appropriations to run the government, immigration reform and border security, control of lobbyists, a minimum wage increase, and help for senior citizens who missed the deadline for choosing a Medicare prescription plan. All in all, recent polls reflect an electorate unhappy with the status quo and open to change. The latest Time CBS poll indicates only 29% of voters believe that the country is headed in the right direction. A faith-based campaign may not be working for Republicans either to the extent that it has in the past. A Mason-Dixon poll found that only 5% of Republican voters said they were most concerned about moral issues. Many more expressed concern about rising property insurance rates after Hurricane Katrina. According to recent polls, Democrats now enjoy a 3-point advantage on the issue of which party can best deal with Iraq. If the Republicans cannot count on their preeminence as America's defender, which they've used successfully in the last two elections, then they are in trouble, possibly starting with a Democratic push for a vote of no confidence in Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. This is Daniel Shore.